By the way, huh? I meant to give you this.
Lectures on farm safety, 1975. You're going to be busy, Mike. Are you giving all these yourself?
Oh, I enjoy spreading the word.
Oh, you're getting your advance notices out early.
Well, nothing like planning ahead. And with next year being farming safety year, I thought I'd give my customers the full works. Mm.
Tractor accidents. Now, there's a lecture you ought to get Joe Grundy along to.
Oh, he's one of the biggest farming accidents round here.
Oh, I'm glad someone can laugh.
Well, hello, lad.
Morning. I haven't managed to crack my face in the last 24 hours.
With all you've got to grin about, Tony.
Grin? I've forgotten how to. Now, first of all, I get hauled into a row between Jennifer and Jill, and then Phil calls in to say how sorry Jill was about the argument, and I find myself going hammer and tongs with him.
Nothing like a good ding-dong for clearing the air.
Yeah, or vice versa. I've come to make my peace with Jill and Phil before I ask if I can borrow a syringe.
Oh, trouble with your stock?
Oh, one of the calves needs an injection, that's all.
Oh, I'm sure Phil will oblige.
Oh, I know what I meant to ask you, Grandad.
Aye?
Do you know any marriages where everything is strictly 50-50?
Well, I do. Mine. Me and Betty divide the work and the play right down the middle.
Ken and Mary Pound do the same. A true working partnership.
What about you and Gran? You've always shared and shared alike.
Well, in principle, lad. In practice, it's meant your Gran's done what she wanted to do and left me to soldier on with the rest.
Oh, shame, Mr. Archer.
Anyway, why do you ask, Tony?
Oh, just a small difference of opinion I had with Pat.
You have been in the wars.
She wants to do the books for Willow Farm.
So?
Oh, it's not a woman's work. Gran never did the books when you were at Brookfield.
More's the pity, but she wasn't keen.
Yeah, well, Pat is. She insists on doing them, with me alternating.
Well, I don't think that's right at all.
Well, thank goodness someone agrees with me.
No, I think she should do them all the time.
Oh, what? It's a tedious job. If you've got a willing shilling, take her up on the offer.
I haven't any choice.
Then why complain? You ought to be celebrated.
Well, I suppose I'll get used to the idea.